Okay. We're just going to...
Okay, wait, wait.
Hold that, please. Thank you, sir.
Hey.
Okay, we are joined in the media center by current Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Jerry Savoie. Jerry ran a time of 6.801 and 196.85 miles per hour during that first qualifying session. Jerry, can you take us through your Q1?
Take us through Q1?
Yes, please.
I'm coming in. I'm being a little greedy this weekend because I felt like I didn't have a fair shake at the last race. As you know, I lost in first round to Hector Jr. Ended up being what, number five and number six, pushed back into points. Had a glitch on the bike in third gear, and it unfortunately couldn't catch him after that. I was out on him, but couldn't run him down. So, you know, we made a decision. We've been kind of testing some new things in qualifying, and on race day, just try to put it all together and realized after winning in 2016, we're going to have to try to gather up every point that we can, to win this thing, because you never know when it gets down to the very end, especially when you get to Pomona, what, points and a half,
mm-hmm.
I think.
So, right.
Went out and, you know, I did a good job. Tim did a great job tuning in and just about got everything out of it. For the conditions that we were in, so we just made a good run.
Did you expect your Q2 to, or your Q1 at pass to hold up during Q2?
Knowing the conditions and knowing what these other guys have, no. I figured Matt Smith could, but he had a problem. Maybe one of the Harleys would step up, but they got angry. I think one of the best out of all the Harleys. Maybe I missed something. So I was a little surprised. We were set up. We was hoping to go high 70. And you know me, I tell the truth, not screwed up. You know, it glove got hung up, I tried to flip it and double clutched and I just pulled it in and shut it off. It looked kind of more, I think it looked pretty violent and I feel okay. Tim was like, how's your neck? Because I had neck surgery twice already, but I'm good. I've been beat up a lot worse, so. You know, it is what it is. We go on to the third round and try to put something together and try to keep it going.
Questions?
You answered my question, which was what happened there in the second round. So.
Yeah, you know, not making no excuses, but I am so serious when it comes to drag racing. I got up there playing around, jerking around with Rick and stuff with the music, which is all fun. I'm not complaining. But... not totally focused. When I stayed, my eyes were all over the tree. It just wasn't a good deal for me. So, and one thing leads to another. First thing you know, there it is. You know, with the clutch out. So, totally disappointing because we had a couple things that we were tweaking on and trying to figure this thing out. So, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Anybody else?
Anybody want to know anything about it?
Miss Natalie has a question.
Be nice.
Okay, so.
No funny tooth.
I took care of that already.
I already see that. I'm going to talk about racing.
You got pretty white teeth, so it's easy for you to make fun of me. So.
Smile then.
Beautiful teeth.
Even though you went out first round last race, your team's coming in with 3 wins. Do you have confidence? Does that give you any kind of confidence? Or are you still really hung up on that first round loss in St. Louis, given the data that you have, given your riding expertise? What are you feeling going into, I know we're only on Friday evening, but setting you up for Sunday?
No, we feel good. We know that's a thing in the past. You know, I'm talking about it right now, but it is what it is. It's not something I did or Tim did or anything. It's just a part of my function. So, you know, we feel real confident. Both of the bikes are running great. And, you know, we got a future coming up next year. I was going to probably retire, but now we're trying to figure out how to run 3 bikes. If this thing works with this new head they're coming out with, or Vance and Hines coming out with one, if they get one to approve or whatever, I feel like, excuse the language, but my bony ass can finally eat some food. I can gain about 7-8 pounds, you know. Jokingly, but it's on a serious note, I was at a rodeo the other night sitting on aluminum bleachers, and my butt was killing me. I mean, And I was sitting, literally, it's the truth. I was sitting there thinking, I hope they approve that foam valve head, and I hope they put some weight on it so I can gain about at least 5 pounds. And my skinny ass don't hurt all the time when I'm sitting down. Because, I mean, I don't have no meat on me. But it is what it is, and we'll see. It's got a lot of promise. I really feel the NHRA made the right decision, because it's going to bring a lot of flavor to the class. It's going to bring more riders that are heavier, that couldn't compete, and maybe they can get it together and compete at this level if they got the proper tuners and riding ability is great. So I think it's a fair shake for everybody, and we'll see what happens.
Do you feel like that was the right call, and maybe next year there'll be more than two Suzukis in the top 10?
I'm hoping, mix it up a little bit. I mean, they still two numbers ahead of us in the back. We cover in the front half, so they kind of equal out, but they make more power than we are. It is what it is. I mean, you can't stay on top forever. And that's what I told my crew back in 2016 when we were doing really well. Every race, we qualify number one most of the races, and they start poking their chests out, and I'm like, fellas, just as fast as we got on top, we're going to be on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Do not show yourself. You want to celebrate? Celebrate in the trailer. Not out of here. Don't rub it in your face. So, I think you'll have more Suzuki's in the top 10. Hopefully
at least three. I imagine John Hall hopes.
Yeah. John Hall begged me to get on my bike, and I said, can you ride as fast as I can? He said, I don't know, but I can try. Yeah, well, what was impressive, the last race, Bobby, which works with John all the time, I made a slight move. The bike started to drip a little bit, I made a little slight. Bobby said, man, that was one of the smoothest damn moves I've ever seen in my life. He said, I told John, did you see that? I didn't even realize I did it, but it was just very, very minute. So, John's a great rider, and we got some good equipment, and we'll see what happens. I think we have a good future. The truck and the bikes will definitely be out here in every race. I'm not a good important plug on the program. It's still important to the class.
Okay. Alright, thank you.
You know you could ride a top fuel bike and you wouldn't have to worry about what you ate.
Yeah, I know, but And I've actually had a couple of inquirers call me and send me texts and said, whenever I'm ready, just give them a go. Unfortunately, I got a beautiful wife, and I don't know how she feels about that. Those things are spooky. For me, I don't care. I told somebody earlier, I told you, I've crashed a plane, I've got run over by a train, I've got drugged 375 feet backwards by a train. So ain't nothing really scares me. Except a mean wife.
She's
a great person. And yeah, she didn't have a mean bone in her body. She'll support me whatever I want to do, in all seriousness.
Aww.
But there's so much money invested in the pro stock game. And I just love it, man. I love the competition. It's fierce. All natural aspirated, no nitrous, no turbo, no nothing. It's who works the hardest.
Thank you, Jerry.